a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Federal regulators are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of COVID-19 booster shots this week in an effort to provide flexibility for those looking to maintain protection against the virus. The upcoming announcement from the FDA is likely to come along with authorization for boosters of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots. Allowing mixing and matching could alleviate supply issues, making the task of getting a booster simpler for people. The COVID vaccines are highly effective at preventing serious illness and death, but State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says they are not 100% perfect, and
this virus searches out vulnerable elderly individuals, specifically those with underlying conditions.
She adds it is especially important for older individuals to get COVID booster shots because immunity in the elderly and in those with serious health conditions tends to wane faster than in younger people with healthy immune systems. A double shooting in South Jersey has left one teen dead, another wounded. Police were called to the scene on Snow Avenue in Browns Mills Monday night. They found 17-year-old Malachi Trahern dead in the doorway of a house where he was staying. A 17-year-old girl had been shot in the chest. She remained stable at a hospital. Preliminary reports indicate this was not a random shooting. No arrests have been made. Hillsborough police shot and killed a 43-year-old sword-wielding man inside his home last month, according to the state attorney general's office, which is investigating the matter. Five officers arrived at the home on Piedmont Path to check on Patrick Chin. It's not clear what actually happened, but Chin was wielding a 3-foot-long sword. One officer pepper sprayed him. Another fired his gun. Easy Pass customers in New Jersey can finally get confirmation every time their account is charged at a toll under a law signed by Governor Murphy. The New Jersey Turnpike Authority and South Jersey Transportation Authority will now be required to provide electronic push notifications within 24 hours of a charge for those who download the Easy Pass app. In an effort to help shelter dogs and cats get adopted, a 14-year-old Lawrenceville boy has been making bow ties for them. Sir Darius Brown, founder of Bows and Paws, believes if the animals look dapper, they'll be more noticeable and hopefully they'll find their forever homes faster. He's also unveiling a new holiday bow tie collection.
I have a new Halloween / winter collection coming out on my website where I have posted like a collection of like Halloween stuff, Christmas stuff, just a really new set of collection of bow ties that I've made.
The collection can be found at SirDariusBrown.com. To date, Brown has made 1,000 bow ties and has helped 1,500 dogs and cats get adopted. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Beautiful today, not as cold tonight, and warm tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you and your part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our 5-day forecast. The latest technology combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecasts let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
104, here's fast traffic. We're pretty slow in Summit this afternoon. That traffic is going to be jammed up on 24 West into Hobart Gap Road. There's construction work in the right lane. Also, the turnpike, you've got slow traffic on the truck lanes. In fact, the off-ramp at exit 14 blocked, the remnants of a tractor-trailer fire. Parkway crowding up south, 142 to 140. 78 local lanes east, a bit crowded down to 109 with more construction. At Route 9 in Woodbridge, southbound delays to Green Street. There's also bunching up at Route 9 down through Lakewood and Tom River. 55 North, slow into 42. 295 North, roadwork delays at Route 42. 7 up to 42 and Route 1 North coming into Market Street. You've got left lane repairs. Walt Whitman Bridge a bit slow leaving New Jersey. Not bad across the Hudson right now. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
We are the Garden State's wake-up call. Listen to First News with Eric Scott. Weekday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The biggest change in today's weather forecast is a shift in wind direction. Yesterday, it blew from the northwest. Today, shifting to west. That is coming from a warmer air mass, so temperatures will be a few degrees higher than yesterday. It also turns off the lake effect machine, keeping skies bright and sunny and dry. High temperature today in the mid-60s. That is exactly what we expect this time of year. It will be breezy. Tonight, not as cold as last night. Partly cloudy. Lows in the 50s. Warming up tomorrow. tomorrow, 70 to 75. Beautiful day with just a few clouds and just a light breeze. Back to the mid-70s on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
61 in Ocean, Reddington 62, Wildwood Crest 61. Weather made possible by Inspire Sunrooms. Bring the outdoors inside with Inspire Sunroom. When winter sets in, snuggle up inside, protected from the elements in a sunroom from Inspire. Get inspired today. Visit InspireSunrooms.com and set up your free in-home consultation. Financing is available.
New Jersey 101.